On Tuesday, shareholders of Hewlett-Packard Corporation will vote on the $23 billion proposed merger with Compaq Computer. It will be the final showdown between the most outspoken opponent of the deal, Walter Hewlett, son of HP co-founder William Hewlett, and CEO Carly Fiorina, who's backed by the HP Board of Directors. The merger clash is among the most expensive and rancorous ever in corporate America. NPR's Elaine Corey reports from San Francisco.
The shareholder vote could go either way, a rarity in the history of corporate mergers since shareholders usually rubber-stamp management's plan. In these final weeks, both sides have barraged shareholders with glossy mailers and full-page newspaper ads. The campaign has gotten ugly, hardly surprising given what's at stake. CEO Carly Fiorina's credibility and probably her career hang in the balance. Walter Hewlett's fire is stoked by the type of personal commitment that can run so deep in family businesses. Paul Karofsky is the executive director of the Center for Family Business at Northeastern University.
It's typical for family members to bring to the front enormous passion because this company is identified with them. This is their heritage. This is their legacy. Regardless of how much ownership they have in the company at this point in time, their name is on the door.
Some Fiorina supporters have cast Walter Hewlett as a meddlesome egotist who lacks the business know-how to decide HP's fate. Whether that's true or not, Karofsky says he wields a lot of power.
The fact is, he controls a significant amount of stock, and his voice must be heard, such as the American way.
Hewlett, together with the Family Foundation and Trust, owns 5.6% of HP's stock. Even though he has taken center stage in this battle, he rarely talks to reporters. But a battery of admirers are quick to point out Hewlett's array of accomplishments. Richard Jenrett, the co-founder of the investment firm Donaldson Lufkin Jenrett, serves with him on the Harvard University Board of Overseers.
He's got a great mathematical knowledge and engineering knowledge and musical knowledge. He's sort of a Renaissance person.
Hewlett holds 4 degrees from Harvard and Stanford. He's a respected cellist who also plays 9 other instruments. Hewlett runs marathons, races mountain bikes, and writes digital music software. Outside of a few summer jobs, he never worked for the company. Still, one friend, Eleanor Selfridge Field, a Stanford-based musician, says Hewlett is steeped in both the culture and the business of the company his father founded.
He grew up in the HP labs, just about, often accompanied his father on trips there. He has visited all the HP facilities worldwide, and he has maintained contacts with literally thousands of people who have been employed in the company at various ranks.
The fight over the Compaq merger boils down to a clash of visions for Hewlett-Packard's future. Will the company expand by acquiring Compaq's personal PC market or remain true to its core mission, making computer printers? Carly Fiorina proclaims grow to be great, to which Hewlett retorts, stick with what you do best. Supporters have held up Fiorina as a bold visionary and branded Hewlett as a stodgy throwback, but Selfridge Field scoffs at that comparison.
Walter's very well known to have a very good instinct for where technology is going. He is very good at separating all the froth that comes out of Silicon Valley from the things that have enduring value.
As the Tuesday vote approaches, both Fiorina and Hewlett have scored important endorsements. Individual investors will get a chance to vote their share, but it's the huge institutional investors, the pension and mutual funds, that will determine who wins. Elaine Corey, NPR News, San Francisco.